How are you guys doing? You know, they have a great defense at all levels, defensive line, linebacker, secondary, and they got a lot of great players. And, you know, we just got to go out there and do everything we can to do our job.
Danny, you are, I think, the only Patriots running back who has a postseason carry in their career, unless I missed one or two from Shane or Steven last year. This week in particular, are you sending a certain message to the younger guys and just kind of getting them focused for basically what will be their first real playoff action?
We're approaching this, you know, like every game, to do our job to the best of our abilities. And, you know, I think everyone knows it's an important game. It's win or go home. And we just got to go out there, prepare. We got to prepare the rest of this week like we always have, and be ready for the game.
What's the biggest difference, at least in your experience, from postseason to the regular season game?
I mean, obviously, it's win or go home. But I try to approach it, you know, every game the same, just because I want to prepare like I've always prepared, and prepare, you know, the best of my abilities for any opportunity that may come. So that's what I try to do. I try to just make sure I'm ready.
Wade Phillips told, I guess, ESPN.com on Wes Welker, he's a good player, but he's not that big or a real athletic guy. Do you guys take stuff like this as a bulletin board type of moment?
That's not even something that I'm thinking about. It's just more so to approach, you know, every day the same, prepare the, you know, with what we have in the game plan, and try to make sure we're ready for whatever play is called to do our job.
As a smaller stature player, do you have to kind of play with a chip on your shoulder with all these huge guys coming at you?
I don't know if that's something I really think about much. I think about whatever my responsibility, I'm going to try to do it. I've always been 5'8". I don't think that's going to change. So I just got to play the game how I've always tried to play the game, and that's go out there and do my job to the best of my ability.
Danny, J.J. Watt, he's the primary responsibility of the offensive line, but you guys might have to help out with chips and picking up blitzes. Do you anticipate you'll have to do some of that on Sunday?
They got a lot of great players. J.J.'s obviously a great player. But I mean, they have a lot of great players on their defense. That's obviously why they're here. Like I said, on the D line, linebacker, secondary, and we just gotta every single guy has to make sure that we go out and do the best job, you know, on our responsibilities, and just do it to the best of our abilities.
Do you recall any instances in the first matchup where it was you and J.J. Watt in between? Are you ever between?
I don't think so too much.
Can you imagine what kind of sight that would be?
You know, I'd have to do whatever I can to, you know, if that was my responsibility, do whatever I can to slow him down. I don't know. I gotta go out there and just approach it. I gotta approach every play the same, and I'm just gonna try to do my job whenever I'm in there.
It seems like whenever you are in the field, you're very productive. You get, you know, catching whatever. Is there a part of you, even though you know your role here, that says, "Geez, I wish I could be out there more, doing that more often"? Even though you accept your role.
But like I always say, whenever I'm put out there, I'm gonna go do everything I can to do my job to the best of my abilities. We got to, you know, I think any of the running backs, any of the receivers, no matter who's touching the ball on any play, there's 10 other players on the field. And that's what's awesome about football, is it's a team game, and it takes all 11 guys on the same page to have a successful play. So when one of the skill players have, you know, a big play or yardage on a certain play, that also comes from, you know, the offensive line and everyone else working together.
And with this being a one-game season, how has your mindset been different this week as opposed to the rest of the season?
I don't know if it's really changed. I mean, you know, it's win or go home, but I still try to do everything the same. Prepare, you know, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every day the same as I always have. And that's how I'm going to approach it, you know, tonight and tomorrow. Is I'm going to approach it how I always have, because I want to be ready.
Thank you.
Does the fact that you have a blowout win against these guys this season affect the team thinking at all? You just try to totally separate that out.
Oh, that was a while ago. That game, I mean, that doesn't even matter right now. We got to go out and we got to the score 0-0. We got to go out and play the best game that we can. All 11 guys that are on the field at a particular time, we all got to do our job and try to get everyone on the same page, because that's obviously how a play is successful. And you know, we're going to approach every single play the same way.
How's the confidence of the team? How would you assess it?
I don't know if I think you'd have to get every single guy in here, but we're gonna approach this like any other week. We're gonna do our job every single play. We're not gonna change that. And you know, we're gonna go out and try to get everyone on the same page every play.
Quickly on Welker, how important is he to your offense?
He's a great player. I think he's obviously proved that. He's a hard worker, and you know, we all try to do that. We all try to work hard every play and do our job.
Can you give us an idea? Bill is always so low key when he has his media persona, but he obviously, I mean, you enjoy playing for him. How does he make it fun for you? Does he?
First of all, football. I mean, everyone that's playing. I mean, we're playing a game, and it's a game that we've played since we were kids. I mean, it's. Football is a fun game. We obviously enjoy it, and I know all our coaches enjoy it too. And you know, we get to play in a playoff game, and not a lot of teams get to. And we want to take advantage of it, and you know, prepare and make sure we're ready for it on Sunday.
Anything else, guys? Thanks, Kenny.
Have a great one.